It's a call for American Christians to stand for the truth and a question. How can we work together with those with whom we deeply disagree? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Dr. Ben Carson offered a prescription for America's future as detailed in his new book, One Nation, What We Can All Do to Save America's Future.
We the people of America are not each other's enemies. The enemies are those who try to make us think we're each other's enemies, who try to divide us up into every possible category. There's a war on women, age wars, income wars, racial wars, and as long as they can keep us divided and at each other's throats, they win. And they know that. And this is one of the ways that they fundamentally change America. We've got to be smart enough to be able to see through that. And what we have to start doing is learning to engage in civil discussion. Even if you disagree with somebody, have a civil discussion with them. Talk about why you believe what you believe. Listen to why they believe what they believe. A lot of times you'll find that you're not very far apart, maybe not far apart at all. And that's the way that you work out solutions. We have to learn how to work out things that work for all of us and not allow ourselves to be made into enemies.
You know, finding that commonality, I guess sometimes there are, various viewpoints that need to be honored and respected. Talk a little bit more about what that looks like. We want to become one nation, but we do want to recognize our differences as well.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with having differences. I always say if two people believe the same thing about everything, one of them isn't necessary. Mm-hmm. And we need to understand that possibility. You know, during the National Prayer Breakfast speech, I said the only way that an eagle can fly is that it has two wings, a left wing and a right wing. There's nothing wrong with being conservative or being liberal. It doesn't make you into each other's enemies. But we need to learn how to accommodate each other. You know, you look at something, for instance, like Obamacare. There was no attempt to accommodate the other side at all. And I talked to one of the high administration officials before it was passed, and I said, there are several things in here that make a lot of sense. And I think a lot of people from every viewpoint would agree with them. Why don't we start with those things? Make that the foundation. That can be done on a bipartisan basis. And then let's build together something that works for everybody. I say, if you do it the other way, you just jam it through on one party with unanimous opposition from the other side, all you're going to do is create animosity, which will last for decades. And he said, you're probably right, but, and that's always the problem, that word, but, this is Washington and this is politics. Well, that's the problem. When you take something as valuable, as important as healthcare, and you make that into a political football, then of course you end up with a political circus, which is what we have.